Michigan State University President Samuel L. Stanley Jr., M.D., has selected Marlon Lynch to serve as the 6th Chief of the MSU Police Department. Based on his vast experience and expertise, Lynch will also hold the title of Vice President of Public Safety.
Marlon, congratulations, and I guess welcome home.
Thank you, Russ. Definitely appreciate it. Goodness, there's so many feelings that go along with that, right? Talk about coming full circle.
I was thinking this has got to be kind of a circle of life thing for you. So tell us a little bit about your time at MSU, kind of how it prepared you for where you are, maybe some career highlights that now, as we say, have you circling back to be the chief of police for your alma mater. It must feel kind of cool.
Yeah, it does. It's an awesome feeling. I arrived at MSU in the late 80s, we'll say. I was a criminal justice major, so I'm a product of the School of Criminal Justice. And actually, I got my start as a police officer at Meridian Township Police Department. And that evolved through the police cadet internship program. The chief of police at the time there, Jay Cole, was an adjunct professor in the School of Criminal Justice. And so I had the privilege of working at Meridian Township Police Department as a cadet first to get an idea of what it's like to be a police officer. And actually began my career as a police officer prior to completing my undergraduate degree. And then after completing probationary year and some other components, went back as a full-time police officer and part-time student and completed the degree. And there's several of my classmates that actually went to MSU PD to work. And so things like that. And so, yeah, the connectivity coming full circle. I mean, I've been now, that's 28 total years, 25 years within higher education with campus policing at private and public institutions in urban areas to where the universities were anchor institutions in the community and had that, you know, pretty much that connectivity to the city and having that very positive impact on the community and a destination. So this is definitely my preparation at for the School of Criminal Justice, provided that educational background, but then just working in the field and staying in contact as an alum as well with the university. I'm on campus 3 to 4 times a year anyway with that. So it's great. Come back full circle. This is great. It's a great feeling.
So tell me more about, you know, what attracted you to the position, you know, at this time to lead the MSU police?
Yeah, well, as you know, this is the first time in 40, 50 plus years that the MSU has actually opened it up to external candidates. So this is not something you look at and say, oh, well, it'll come back open at some other point. It's not that type of job. So that, and I recall early in my career as well, I knew that I did want a role in police leadership and had identified this particular job as one that I would keep my eye on. And if an opportunity present itself, most definitely would. And the circumstances are ripe as well. It's actually, I'm originally from Chicago and it's just a short drive. My family is still in the area. I actually spent a lot of time on the MSU campus growing up as a kid. I have three uncles that live in Lansing. I have a bunch of cousins in the area. And so every summer I come up to Lansing and spend a couple weeks in the area and we'd come over to campus. And so I've been familiar with MSU for a long time.
So Chief Lynch, what would you say is your like philosophy on policing? And are there some nuances to campus policing that make it unique from policing elsewhere?
Yeah, being on a college campus is unique. I mean, your primary community is age, 17 to 24. So those demographics in itself are going to make it interesting. So there are some differences and, you know, and over the 25 years that I've been doing it, it's evolved. The responsibilities have changed and, you know, being part of the community is extremely important in campus policing. And so my philosophy is based on that. is how do we engage our community, our students, our faculty and staff? And one way to do that is to create opportunities to where they help define the role of the police services and what services they receive and how they receive them, which is, you know, what we're seeing today in the national narrative in regards to police reform. And all of those can be applicable to college and university campuses, but it's extremely important not to take sort of a cookie cutter effect. And what I would like to do with our community is identify what's appropriate for our community and integrate those types of services into our department, but in collaboration with. So not making assumptions, creating those opportunities for engagement and direct input, and the accountability levels will come into play.
And Marlon, while we're on it, sort of, what about just the national policing narrative? I mean, I know we could have a conference on this, but just sort of your sense of policing, it's, you know, it's warts, it's good parts, it's challenges, it's opportunities. Where do you want to see policing get to?
Yeah, policing has to evolve, right? You know, our laws and ordinance are based on what society wants. That's how they're created, is what are the social norms, and things have changed and it's time for them to change with it. And again, engaging the community and finding out what do they expect and defining the role of police is important. But the other component is that there are opportunities to police in a different way. You know, it's police are always on 24/7, 365. And over the years, it's evolved to, if services were eliminated, it was, well, train the police to a certain limit to provide those services. And we've outgrown that. That's, you know, the police can do a lot and they can be trained to do some things. But some of the things that we're encountering now in policing, there are experts for this. There's a reason why there are social workers. There's a reason why there are mental health professionals and things of that nature. There's an opportunity for joint response to have those services collaborative and working together, as opposed to just having one attempt to do something that there's actually trained professionals for. So those types of opportunities are there, and I'm definitely open to working with our community to identify them.
We're getting to know Marlon Lynch a little bit on MSU today. He's our brand new chief of police at Michigan State University. And Marlon, I know you're just getting started, but do you have some short-term goals for the department and then maybe some longer-term ones you're thinking about?
Yeah, short-term, I think it's important to get to know the staff within the department, as well as, again, you know, this will be a new transition for the department. Integrating a police chief that is not from within the department. And so getting started early on those relationships with that. Also, the listening tour with our community is going to be extremely important. And I would start with the those that were on the search committee. It was a pretty broad representation of the university. And just be off and running with that. Spend a lot of time meeting with our stakeholders on campus and off, because the relationship within East Lansing is strong as well, even within Ingham County itself. So with that, long-term goals would be the accreditation process, a law enforcement accreditation with that. There will be a mix of short and long-term goals in regards to defining the role of police and the direction of our community policing strategies with that. But it'll all begin with direct feedback from our communities with that. There are some core foundational components that will need to exist, but how we fill out that framework will come from our community.
What do you see as both some of the challenges and then the opportunities in reaching these goals you're talking about?
Well, the challenge is what is the immediate need, right? And it's identifying that immediate need and being effective and efficient in how we provide those solutions for the immediate needs. That's a challenge, but I also think it's an opportunity. Think it's opportunities. The other component is that, you know, it's an experienced team within the MSU Police Department with that. And so that's an advantage. That's not always the case within University Police Department, but there's an experienced team here. And the other component for that is, you know, we're going to have to work on our overall representation of the department. And so, you know, diversity means a lot of things to a lot of people, but it's, you know, to be representative of a community, you know, the MSU community is extremely diverse, and not just in race, but gender as well, lifestyle, all of that. And I think it's extremely important that our police department reflect that. So opportunities, that's what they are to me.
Well, Chief Lynch, it's been great to get to know you a little bit. And as we close, just summarize sort of what you'd like Spartans joining in on our conversation to know about you and the department as you get started.
About the department is that there will be some change that will take place, but our community will be part of that, directly involved in how that takes place with it. In regards to about me, I will always be available, and I will be on campus, and I'll be actively around all the time, reacquainting myself with the institution and the university grounds itself. And that we look forward to being an active part of the MSU community, being engaged to where we're around all the time, not just when things may not be in its best circumstance.
Well, again, welcome home, Chief, and it's been great having you on the program.
Great. Thanks, Russ.
That's Marlon Lynch, Michigan State University's new Chief of Police and Vice President of Public Safety. And I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today.